My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Good, baby. Happy Wednesday. Yes, let him ride one more time. What's good, what's good, what's good? Welcome into show number 990.
Oh,
boy. The countdown to 1,000 continues. We are just about 2 weeks away from the 1,000th episode of D-Lo and KC, live here at the Odyssey Studios. Guest list up to about 30 right now. If you haven't responded, I know criteria is tough. We're asking people to stay and stick around for this. We're asking people to be here on time. It's a little different setup than it normally is. Got confirmation that Mr. Tapia is pulling up on us.
Hey, there we go.
For the 21st, man. So we would love for you to be with us. Just shoot me a note, one of our social media platforms, and we'll make sure we get you added to the list here. 2 weeks away from the 1,000th episode here on Wednesday, August 7th. I'm Damian Borling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Mode himself.
He is Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
Man, and we got a watch party jumping off here in about 30 minutes. Excited to watch the women get back on the floor as both USA basketball teams take their next steps towards 2024 Olympic gold. We'll start where it appears we left off yesterday. Our man Chris Biederman's going to join us later on in the day. Excited to talk to him about 49ers football as well as Kings basketball. And then, of course, James Hamm of the Insiders will be back with us at the top of the 3 o'clock hour. We welcome those that are watching who have been with us all summer long. Thank you so much over on YouTube and Twitch. We appreciate you. Those listening on the Odyssey app, salute. 98.5 FM HD2. And, of course, on 1320 AM. I sent this to the group chat last night in one of the rare moments where we talk to each other outside of the studio. And I think the 49ers called Brandon Ayuk's bluff. And I'm not sure that Brandon Ayuk knew how to respond to that. I also am a bit unclear because, boy, there was a report yesterday. I can't remember who because all of this stuff is kind of. But someone said, you know, New England has the assets. The trade is out there. And they're willing to make Brandon Ayuk a top five paid wide receiver. Mm-hmm. Well, technically, they did. We keep hearing this number 30. We keep hearing that. And I don't know if that's from the Pivot podcast or if that's just like an assumption because that's like the top tier wide receiver money. Mm-hmm. According to Josina Anderson, the offer was for 28.5 per year. That was $500,000 more than the than what would have been the, I think it was Jalen Waddle,
okay,
who would have been there at five.
Yeah.
So technically, yes, he would have been a top five paid receiver. He would have been well below the $3 million per year threshold. And I'm just watching this whole situation. And Brandon Ayuk said, nah, I won't go to New England. Mm-hmm. I won't go there.
It's a smart decision.
It's absolutely a smart decision. So there's multiple things that could be happening right now. The 49ers call Brandon Ayuk's bluff. That's my opinion. I think Brandon Ayuk wants to be with the 49ers. Or he wants to go to one team and one team only. And that's the Pittsburgh Steelers. Mm. And he's allowing this charade to take place so he can one at a time go, no, I don't want to go to New England. I don't want to go to this place. And then you're left with Pittsburgh, who, you know, is probably one of the more well-run organizations in professional sports. Mm-hmm. They're not going to bid against themselves.
Right.
And it's like, no, we like this kid, but hold up. We've got a lot of things we've got to figure out as a franchise. Like, we're trying to build upon what we did last year. And if they like him enough, do it. Mm-hmm. But to me, if they like him enough, it'd be done. Mm. Unless, of course, John Lynch is spiteful like you are.
Well, one of the things, and this is what you talk about.
And I said, by the way, I said that for a reason. You said yesterday, I'm not trading you to Pittsburgh. For those who missed that, that's what I meant.
I said, I'd trade you anywhere if the price was right. Mm. But the price in New England ain't the same price
down to
Pittsburgh.
But if you're down to one team, Pittsburgh's like, well, who else are you going to trade him to?
How bad do you want him?
Now it's now it just becomes a staring contest. Now Pittsburgh isn't, because it feels like a staring contest between Ayuk and San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Now Pittsburgh gets involved in the staring contest. Mm-hmm. And they're waiting for one of those other two to blink at each other before they blink.
And in this particular case, I wouldn't blink.
If you're who?
If I was the 49ers. Mm. Whatever specifically I want from Pittsburgh in this deal, I got to get. Simple as that. Because if I'm losing them anyway, I don't have to worry about that with the team. I'm losing them anyway. So I'm not worried about, if I don't do this in a hurry, then, you know, we won't be a good team or something like that. You're already losing them. So in that case, if I'm already losing them, I might as well get what I want out of this whole deal. And it feels like that's what may be the holdup right now, with all the reports coming out that, you know, some say it's a done deal. Others say it's not a done deal yet. They're not saying it's not happening. They're just saying it's not a done deal yet. I would hope the 49ers, if they're making this move, are getting exactly what they want. No need to settle. If you want a starting wide receiver, if that's what you're asking for, you better get that. If you're asking for a top flight middle linebacker or whatever the case may be, you better get that. And don't take pennies on the dollars with this one.
So New England's out. And it was Matt Maiocco who said he had no interest in going there. Mm-hmm. Again, the 28.5 is man, I guess this makes it more confusing. What are the 49ers offering?
I don't know. I think more than the number in that particular situation, I feel Brandon wants like a good organization at this time. I'm not saying historically New England isn't good, but currently a good organization and the money. Then I feel like his agent, his representation, or maybe the people we're talking about, it's like, we can get that out of Pittsburgh. We just have to get there.
So
we can get the money and we're with a top flight organization.
I apologize because I didn't frame that correctly. I'm talking about the 28.5 in context to the San Francisco 49ers. What are they offering? You're talking about a quality organization and the money. Okay, well, that's San Francisco then.
Well, I'm gonna go with 26 because that's what last that was reported.
And to me, that's like if the legitimate offer amounted to $26 million annually, then I actually would kind of I would understand where Brandon Ayuk is coming from.
They're lowballing him at that point. That's probably the most they can offer you without being fine, but like that's not Brandon Ayuk's value.
I know we're talking like $4 million from top tier annually, top tier to what, and I'm with Jesse that I feel like that's a lowball offer. But the way the NFL is, and we went over this yesterday, every penny is so, so crucial. Mm-hmm. And to me, when I heard, I think the Diana was 26 to 28. Mm-hmm. It's like, if you get him to 28, like, what are we doing? But it doesn't. Maybe he wasn't at 28, or maybe my idea that he wants to play with the San Francisco 49ers is completely wrong.
I think he wants the money first and foremost, and he wants where he
but
wants
if the
to
money
be.
Isn't there from New England, who's it going to be there from? Pittsburgh. New England ain't got nobody in the world to pay.
I feel like it'd be there from Pittsburgh.
I think 30 million this whole time too, but if it's 28 and a half, I think that's a lot more feasible for other teams.
If he leaves for 28 and a half, I got a lot of questions, a lot.
About the 49ers?
Yeah. About what they offer. Well, no, I have questions about both of them. Mm-hmm. The first question, the most important one, would be what did you offer him? Mm-hmm. And then the second question, if I thought that was an appropriate answer, Brandon Ayuk, did you even want to be here? Are you bothered by the draft pick? Are you bothered by Debo? Are you bothered by the way they use Christian McCaffrey? Do you not like Brock Purdy? Like, what is it? Do you not like winning? Do you not like losing in the Super Bowl? Do you want to go play for somebody who has no chance of going to the Super Bowl? Like, what is it?
What I get from Brandon Ayuk is he wants to make the number one priority is to make the most money he can make, every single dollar.
I got that. But I preface that with if he left for 28 and a half million, if that's what Pittsburgh offered him, if Pittsburgh offered him 29 million, mm-hmm. I'd be perplexed. If he offered him the 30 and he got to that tier where he could say, I'm a wide receiver, I'm one of, now it would be, I think, four, it might be five, uh-huh. wide receivers who makes $30 million a year. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. But if it's 28 and a half or 29, what? But then again, my first question would be, what did San Francisco offer you?
Right. And every report is saying 26 million. Every report.
I haven't seen one. And the only number I've ever gone off is the Diana Rossini 26 to 28 number.
The 49ers offered Ayuk a deal averaging about 26 million per year in May, according to The Athletic.
And then we knew they weren't negotiating since then, too. At least that was reported, too.
Yeah, I have no problem with what Brandon Ayuk is doing. Absolutely.
I mean, it's like I said, it sounds like maybe I'm disparaging or whatever. I'm not. I promise you I'm not. You know, but his main thing is to get as much money as possible. And that's what he's sticking to.
Is he – okay, you're John Lynch or Kyle Shanahan. You could be whoever you want to in this mm-hmm. situation. And I'm Tim Kawakami, and I'm asking you. Because Lord knows he ain't going to talk to D'Lo and KC.
I'm not talking to you.
Is Brandon Ayuk the number one receiver on the San Francisco 49ers?
I would say yes. But you got to understand, our situation ain't the same, though. Because I got a question.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set set future you up for success. With dependable, fact-based insights, no financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Here that I saw this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Is Brandon Ayuk a top 5 49er?
I will answer that.
The fact that we got to think about it says a lot.
Well, no, that's not fair.
But no, my point is, number one wide receiver on pretty much every other team in the league, outside of maybe Kansas City, that's no brainer. Hell yeah, you're top five, whatever team you're talking about.
Well, you go Trent, McCaffrey. You throw Brock in there, I guess. Who's next?
Bosa.
Fred, is
probably
four.
At the top.
Fred Warner, five.
Fred Warner, who mispracticed today.
Charvarius Ward might be.
Charvarius Ward, fantastic.
He's a top five DB in the league. I said might. I don't know.
We'll come back. I was going to tease that through the break, but I guess we'll just use it now. It's D'Lo and Casey. We're just getting started on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Women's USA basketball. That's just such great broadcast journalism on my part. You come back from commercial and you start with, that's good. That's fantastic.
Bro, we're getting to 1,000 shows. Just keep doing what you're doing.
No, we're killing this. Like, don't ever teach a course on the way that this group right here does a show. Don't ever teach a course on this.
Poor Devin.
Well, he's already more fundamentally sound than we are. USA basketball about to get underway here shortly. We'll watch that together. Looks like we got a men's 400-meter final coming up. Okay. I do like the pro wrestling entrances that they're doing. Mm-hmm. That's a good look. Anytime you can incorporate some element of pro wrestling into your broadcast, you've done a great job. Yeah. Shout out to Paris. Let's not keep these guys on the blocks for 25 minutes like you did the 100-meter final. But other than that, shout out Actively Black, who designed that Nigeria.
Big ups.
Athlete wear right there. We've got a couple Americans in the 400 final, so this will be fun to watch here. I love the sprints, man. It's wrapping up. Like, it's almost over.
It is.
It's all almost over.
It is, man. When's the relay? Is it tomorrow or Friday?
It's tomorrow, Thursday. Yeah, I think it's tomorrow. Mm. And then there's gold medal games Friday, and then we shut it down.
When is the...
Isn't it Friday night?
When's the basketball gold medal game? That's usually
Friday.
Saturday. It's Friday?
Well, yeah, because it's every... Today's Wednesday, so...
Well, they're not playing back-to-back, so it's either Saturday or Sunday.
No, today's Wednesday.
The men play tomorrow in the semifinals.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right, yeah. I was thinking, what are you talking about? We're getting ready to watch a game.
The women's in the first...
It's the quarter today. Yeah.
So I don't think they wouldn't play them on the same day, would they? So it'd probably be Saturday or something.
Well, no, it'd have to be every other day.
Yeah.
Last, I remember, so 08 and 12, the women finished first. Well, 08 and 12 were a lot different. There were more games. There was all sorts of things going on. And the women always finished first. Mm. I don't remember what happened in 16. And, Lord, I can't remember 21.
We're going way, 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 way back. But 96, I think the women finished second. Because I remember that was like the big game.
The men played first. I don't think anybody confused what we're talking about in terms of order of the games, placement finish.
So I think this one, it seems like just by doing the math here, the men play on Saturday, the women play on Sunday. Bro.
Yeah, it's a good call.
Damn, good I'm going to be out of town on Saturday.
Dang.
I'm going to be in the woods like Justin Timberlake. Man in the Woods.
Well, don't be like Justin Timberlake. You ain't going to be able to drive out there. What?
We're going to Yosemite.
Well, don't say it like that. Have you ever been?
Problem with it. No,
I've never been either.
Because of that, I want to go.
Yeah, I've never been either. And in this area, that's like the craziest thing in the world to say. I've never been to Yosemite. Yeah,
I want to go. So they, you need tickets to go to the park. Did you know that?
I can't say that makes sense.
So you need tickets to go to the park. We got them a couple weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, it's like the sneakers app. Like, we're about to send the link out.
Oh, wow.
Get up in here or whatever the case may be. So
oh, wow.
We woke up. It was like 8 o'clock. Jazz woke up, you know, was in line for the tickets. She got the email or set the reminder or whatever. They said 1,800 people had the same reminder. And there's like, I don't want to exaggerate, but probably like 25 tickets they give out or 25.
Oh, my gosh. Spots.
They said like 1,800 people were waiting. They have been like no tickets available since January. And they just like randomly a couple weeks ago opened up another slot. And that's what this was. And we got in there. It was literally like the sneakers app. And
well, you always win on the sneakers app. So I don't know what the problem is. You've won in the middle of the show.
Well. Once.
Kenny doesn't go on the sneakers app. He just cuts the middleman and just goes to the guy.
That's true.
You don't know this Mr. Yosemite?
Hey, Mike. It's KC. KC in LA. And shoot your boy them new reimagined real quick.
Never been to Yosemite either, though.
Nah, I do want to go just because of that. Like, it's something that I want to do, but I don't want to miss the final, but it's all good. It's cool. That's what DVRs are for.
I was going to say, there's an easy way around that.
It's a great game.
I love it. No, for sure. For sure.
Look at that. He looks like he's hurt.
My man in the green and red?
Yeah. No, in the leader.
Oh. Oh.
He get him around the bed.
Boy, look at USA! Hey! Hey! He caught him. Was this the final?
He got
him. Wow, he caught him.
He got him. Hall got
they
him.
They all looked like they was running in
Hall
pain.
Hall got him.
Boy, look at that. Look at them strides, though.
Hall got him.
Wow. USA. USA.
Well
okay. All right. Settle down.
Yeah, don't point at those.
Okay, congratulations, but relax, pal.
Oddly enough, they're all over the games. It feels like Shikari's the only one that's represented by Nike.
Well,
this is everywhere.
All of the basketball players.
Well, Steph isn't. Ant-Man isn't.
Who's Ant-Man with?
Adidas. The AE1s.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
The AE1s probably the...
What was the... Man, the 400 is so impressive because they're running at an incredible speed, but they're running so much longer than the 100-meter finals, and it looks so different.
Yeah.
Like their strides are so much different. That was spectacular.
Coming around that last corner, I thought the guy who ended up getting silver, I thought he pulled a hammy. My man got gold teeth. That's what I'm talking about. Let's go. Let him know what time it is. We out here. We out here, Hall.
There you go. Hey, yo. That's a dub right there. USA all the way. Back to Brandon Ayuk. The 49ers can actually... So, I know we thought yesterday... With the leak to Mayoka and Mike Silver doing whatever
Mike Silver went rogue.
It's fine, but whatever. But whatever he did it on the back of Matt Mayoka's reporting, mm-hmm. right? So it did. Look how difficult that last like 20 meters looks from our man.
Man,
oh, that is crazy.
Ooh. Man, what a finish. Look at him. Look, he looks hurt.
No, that's a shoot. He does. Look how long those strides are. Man, sprinters, y'all are just spectacular human beings.
I think he was in like fifth or sixth place on the last 80 meters or so.
Oh,
back to win.
Man. That's
fantastic.
Amazing. That's amazing. I know we thought yesterday that maybe this had gotten a little ugly or uglier than it need to be. I don't think it's really gotten ugly yet. And I think the only... So there's multiple things that could happen that could escalate this, and it's why I'm still sitting here thinking that Brandon Ayuk is going to be a San Francisco 49er. Brandon Ayuk is still at practice, even though he's not practicing. He's still there. Now, you could believe Mike Silver's report if you want to, that that's pissing Kyle Shanahan off, but that's fine. There could be a point where Brandon Ayuk doesn't go to practice and this thing escalates a little bit, like doesn't show up. There could also be a situation where John Lynch or Kyle Shanahan go, hey, fam, you're here. You're not on our injured report. You need to practice. If you can't practice, if you're not going to put pads on and practice with us, go home. Now we're ugly. We're not there yet. Until that happens, I think Brandon Ayuk is a 49er. Moving forward, I think Brandon Ayuk stays a San Francisco 49er moving forward until that happens. The second that tweet that Brandon Ayuk has been sent home, or Brandon Ayuk doesn't report, or Kyle sends Brandon home, or the 49ers are finding until something like that gets out, I'm like, this thing hasn't truly gotten bad yet. We haven't hit the Family Matters Meet the Gram stage of this standoff yet. We're still at push-ups and 6:16 in Los Angeles, or 6:19, whatever time it was in LA.
I hear that. I mean,
is that too simplistic?
No, it makes sense. I'm just not at the same place. Like I think he's gone.
Where's your percentage meter? Because it had gone.
It was at 90, and then it went to 80, and then when I woke up, it was at 80, and then yesterday before the show, it went to 85.
Oh,
it's back to 90.
Back to 90.
Yeah, back to 90. Yeah, I think. I think there's a lot that's already been done. I mean, the fact that the 49ers are actively shopping him, it just feels like it'd be, it's not impossible, but now we're going to come back and get a deal done and be happy. You know what I mean? Maybe that's the other thing about it. Like, you could get a deal done with him, but, I mean, everybody going to be looking at everybody crazy. Or not. Right? Like, because we think about this stuff in certain terms, but if everybody's of the understanding that this is a business and they don't take anything personal, can't get a deal done with somebody else, all right, let's go back to the negotiating table. Let's sign the contract. Boom. Let's go. Let's get back to business. Could be that. You know what I mean? But I'm going with the fact that that Brandon Ayuk it's just gone. Like he takes personal probably that they're looking to trade him at this point.
Do you think it's Pittsburgh then?
Well,
I feel like if it's not Pittsburgh, then who?
I don't know who it would be outside of Pittsburgh.
So with Pittsburgh,
I think it would be Pittsburgh.
The conversation with Ayuk's people is so. I have no idea what this might look like from Pittsburgh's standpoint. This is a completely hypothetical situation. We need a player to, hey, we love you, bro. We're trying to win a championship. We want you to win a Super Bowl with us. You want to leave? Contract situation. I understand. I don't like it. I understand. We need to replace you. That guy that they're offering doesn't even take up 10% of what you do. That's not going to work. We had something set up with Cleveland. You don't want to go to Cleveland. We need to replace you unless you... I'm saying this like I'm talking to Brandon Ayuk, but you're probably talking to his agent. Unless you guys can find us a replacement for your client, I can't help you. If he has to play on the $14 million or you leave, you guys make that decision. But I'm not taking that guy back.
That's how it should be.
And I have to find someone to replace your client. Because remember, and this is where it gets tough for Brandon Ayuk, remember, we don't want to lose you. We didn't instigate this. Maybe we didn't move as fast as you want to. Check the Nick Bosa signing. Check Deebo Samuel. Look, I don't know why we move at this pace, but we do. We do not want to lose you. But we sure as hell are not replacing you with him.
No, and it's a situation where, look, we're offering you a deal. We're offering I'm just going to assume we're offering you what we can in order to try and keep this thing together. And if you don't want that deal, that's fine. But like you just mentioned, we've got to find a way to replace you. Mm-hmm. We've got to do what's best for the 49ers at this point. I know everybody goes back to, why didn't the Niners just get it done in May or whatever the case may be,
mm-hmm.
and or around the
draft.
The draft.
Mm-hmm.
The interesting thing about that is, I was thinking about this. The interesting thing about that is a lot of people are talking about, you know, the market changed. So he, you know, what he wanted changed. Who, allegedly, they were offering 26 in May. How many people have signed? Was St. Brown was before then, right?
I'm not sure if he was before.
I don't think he was.
Yeah, Waddle was after.
I think
Waddle
was, all, was after. I think they were all after.
So if they offered him 26 at that time, and you were above all those guys, and you said no to that.
So, again, I point to representatives a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The rep may have said, hey, there's a lot of deals on the way. Let's see how this plays out. Let's see what the market is. And from their standpoint, and I always point to this one, the Waddle deal could have been the one where they're like, okay, look, you're at a minimum 28.
Mm-hmm.
He's a number two over there. You're minimum 28. Mm-hmm. All right, we got that. Now let's weed through the nonsense here a little bit, and okay, don't believe what you see with Amon-Ra St. Brown. Don't believe that. Justin Jefferson, that's different financial situation there in Minnesota. Top tier wide receiver, the whole deal, right? That's up to his representatives to convey that message to him, and the message they might have conveyed was, hey, let's see how the market shakes out. Don't be the first one.
Mm.
That's it, I'm guessing. It's a double-edged sword.
St. Brown was April 24th. I know Waddle was definitely after May, but St. Brown was April 24th.
That was the week of the draft, then.
I think,
or around there. Mm. I'm not sure if the draft was the 18th or the 24th, but it's usually around there.
Smith was probably before them too. I think he was before that. He was before May. 3 years, $75 million. April 15th was Smith. So it's probably those two that he was looking at. And because St. Brown's, like, the number or the thought was, what, 20, $28 million? I think it doesn't necessarily really shape out to that, but like $28 million per was the thought for Amon-Ra St. Brown. I don't know.
But wasn't his super fake?
It was, but
yeah, he is guaranteed money is not high, I don't think.
Right, but they don't, you know, they don't care. Like the representation.
But you need to.
I agree.
Because if I'm an agent, that's not real money I'm making.
I agree.
I'm thinking from a selfish perspective.
No, I agree, but I think they just want, it seems like they want the headline of they're making $29 million. And that's kind of, and the Amon-Ra St. Brown and
he got 77 guaranteed, Amon-Ra.
And signed like 2 days ago. Someone just did, was it DJ Moore? Someone
DJ
just
Moore
signed.
Got a deal. Yeah, it's a couple weeks.
Didn't he get like 80? He got like 80 something guaranteed.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I only bring that up because it's been put on the Niners and even Brandon Ayuk said it, they would have handled this earlier, then it wouldn't have been an issue. Well, I guess he's talking more so about the St. Brown and Devontae Smith signings because everything else was after
but
May.
What if it
and the report was in May they had offered $26 million.
But what if the
per
if it became that, so that could mean multiple things if they had handled this earlier. Okay, Brandon Ayuk, sit down here. We got you in here for $26 million. Oh no, we're looking for something closer to 30. Okay, cool. See you later.
Right.
Like that's not a negotiation. Now, did they have a conversation about getting to 20? You know, 8, 29, 30. Was there like an honest negotiation, or in May did the San Francisco's 49ers offer a contract that Brandon Ayuk's team passed on and thought they were negotiating and found out that they actually weren't. They were being told a price, and that was the price. Because that's not negotiating.
Right, right.
So maybe they got to 26. Maybe they were at 22. Maybe they had 24. I have no idea. I wasn't there.
Right.
But it could mean multiple different things.
Yeah. Yeah. So I would want Brandon Ayuk with the 49ers. He's one of the best receivers in the league. So you don't get better by losing a guy like him. But I also know there's nothing wrong with this. Brandon Ayuk wants every single dollar he can get. And there's nothing wrong with that. I just want people to be real with that and be honest with it. Him getting every single dollar he can get may mean you're not set up for the future. And he don't care about that. And I'm not, once again, not disparaging him. He don't care if you lose Trent Williams, Travarius Ward, all this other stuff. He don't care if you lose George Kittle. What he cares about is I want my money. And I want every single cent that I could get. And that's we're in professional sports. That's what it is. I don't disparage him for that. But
what if that's not true?
Then that's not true.
What if he's looking at it more from the perspective of you guys broke, like you went out of your way to pay George Kittle when he was my age. You went out of your way to play Debo a year or two ago or whatever it was. You've gone out of your way to pay virtually everybody. Why not me?
Debo was in the same situation, I think. So they didn't necessarily go out of their way. I don't think they overspent on Debo either.
But they paid him.
And we're paying you. We're just not paying you what you want.
You're lowballing him, though.
I feel like you are. If that report's legit, I feel like 26 is low.
What if 26 is all we got?
Then maybe I do need to play somewhere else.
Understandable. Like that's just what it is. Like if 26 ain't enough for you to stay here and be and this is what it comes down to. And once again,
I just don't believe 26 is all they got.
This is
the record.
I don't know. I don't know the whole breakdowns of the, you know, their
well they don't situation. Either. That's the problem because they have a contract that they're that they're navigating around that's not real yet.
Right. But if that's the case, if they're like, hey, 26 is what we got for you. And that's not good enough, then, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do and take your 28, 5, 30, whatever the case may be, and go somewhere else.
Or the other component that we don't talk about because it feels ridiculously unrealistic, but that's not what the 49ers are saying to him. They're saying, okay, it sucks. I'm sorry, man. Like, you know, we'll see. It can't. You're getting 14 mil this year. It's fully guaranteed. So we'll see you, you know, at camp. Because the 49ers aren't bringing up, oh, go get your 28. They're not bringing that up. They're like, all right, well, you make 14 mil this year, and yeah, let's go. A lot can happen during the year. Hey, maybe your price goes up, pal. Who knows? Let's go win a Super Bowl on your $14 million. That's what they're saying to him. It's him and his people who are like, oh, no, I'm not doing that.
The whole thing about it is it's status and getting everything that you could get. And you guys know where I stand. I talked about this with Malik and a couple other people, whatever the case may be. If I'm looking at it in its totality, you know, if I can get paid handsomely and still have an opportunity to win, I believe I'm not in that situation, so I can't even really speak on it. But I believe that's what I would do. I would do 26 mil, stay with an opportunity to win. We can keep guys around us as much as we can and do it that way. Once again, like I always say, it's not, at least what we know, it's not like they're offering him 17 million. You know what I mean? Like he's getting paid really well.
I don't think it's fair to say, like after he turned down New England, too, that like he's just going for the money at this point too, because New England was going to pay you what you wanted. If he was just about the money, then he just would have went to New England. Like he's probably looking for a situation, but just a matter of paying what he's worth.
I don't have any problem with anybody paying him what he's worth and what he can make. All I'm saying, like we've said for so long, like we can't, people want to switch up now and be like, just pay him. Like we've said for so long, you can't keep everybody. You just can't keep everybody. You can't do it.
Yeah.
So somebody's either got to take a little less or somebody's got to go.
Isn't that like what Kittle and, like, I felt like that was the whole, like we're moving towards that though. Like, are you going to give up 5 years of Ayuk for what? Two more years of Kittle or?
Yeah, I'd be prepared to lose Kittle. Like, I'd be comfortable with that.
Kittle, was Kittle a 1,000-yard guy last year? I think he was, too. But
how much longer, though?
Maybe not that longer, but if even in that situation, I think from what everything that I read and heard, they were mapping out the years to come, and you keep – remember, all this was – from everything that we understood, everything was – we're going to give Ayuk this money, and these guys are going to go. Like, they were already, allegedly, kicking these guys to the curb to keep him. Isn't that correct? Isn't that what we talked about?
Well,
we're like, Debo's going to go. They're choosing him over Debo. They're going to move Kittle in 2 years, the restructure and all this other stuff. Like, these guys were already going.
Yeah, but I if there was a casualty to Brandon Ayuk, I thought it was going to be Debo and not necessarily George Kittle. George Kittle might be a casualty to something else, and I didn't expect it to be next year. I still don't expect it to be next year. But I thought there was probably only one loss coming out of a Brandon Ayuk signing, and I just figured it was Debo.
Hell, to a certain degree, they'd moved on from Eric Armstead because they knew they had to pay Brandon Ayuk. Like, they've moved people preparing to pay him.
I think the 49ers,
or they've put themselves in a position to move on from
people. I think there's more to it than that.
What you mean?
Come on, man. Look, Eric was really good last year, but
you mean Eric specifically?
Yeah, Eric. Okay. I'm talking about. I don't think every move is made purely with a contract in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also, I expect Eric Armstead to be very good in Jacksonville, but I also think that the Bill Belichick model might be being adopted a little bit more, especially by higher end coaches. I'm not going to sign this guy for 3 years when he might only be good for me one more. I'm going to take the risk on him being really good next year and then bad for the next two. And I think that's the risk that the 49ers took with Eric Armstead. They're like, we could clear space here. They made him an offer, and you know, Gus told us this himself. You know, the offer was really low. The 49ers made Eric an offer they knew he wasn't going to take.
For sure.
He can go and go to Jacksonville, and he could be really, really successful. But this is football. Mm-hmm. Like, the end is near. Mm-hmm. And that's great for the city of Sacramento, because the more time Eric is here, the better it is for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
But the end is, he's closer to the end than the beginning. And I don't think it's just, well, they got to pay Brandon Ayuk and Brock Purdy, so we got to let Eric go. I think it's a little more nuanced than that.
Right, and then we'll talk when we come back. I want to continue that just a little bit.
All right.
I want to answer that question, too.
What question did I ask?
The question, I want you guys to answer that question. Is he a top five 49er?
Oh, good. Yeah, let's do that. This game is ugly, by the way. USA is up 13-8 against Nigeria right now, but it's a bit of a rocky start with 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter. We'll talk about that. It's D'Lo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino, here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Big fans of Nigeria.
People, I just want to know, can both teams advance?
Well, at this rate, it's 14-10 with, I think they're really well coached.
I think so too.
I think that's what it is. This is a well coached Nigerian national team.
I'll be locked into them in 28. I'll be locked in.
I am not Ham, if you're listening. We're
trying, bro.
Just hang in there, man.
I'm going to get you out, all right? I'm going to get you out.
Just a couple more minutes, man. Just a couple more minutes, I guess. The question before the break was, is Brandon Ayuk a top five San Francisco 49er?
Mm-hmm.
Nick Bosa is. Mm-hmm. Christian McCaffrey is. Mm-hmm. They're no-brainers. I'm comfortable putting Brock Purdy up there.
I am, too.
I'm comfortable putting him on that list. That's three. Trent Williams.
It's four.
And then I'm probably, for me, I'm either Fred or Ayuk. and I won't. I'm not going to argue anybody. So if I'm not going to argue anybody if they said it's Fred or it's Brandon Ayuk, but that's where I'm going.
If we were talking over the next 3 years, just most important Niners over the next 3 years, does Ayuk make that top five?
That's a good question.
Trent is on his last. Trent is important now, but Trent, how many years does, like, these guys are important. I'm not saying get rid of them or anything.
I feel like as long as Trent suits up, he's really important to the team.
Yeah, like, Kiko Kittle or those guys. I'm not trying to, like, say, like, Trent's going to go down or what. Like, just, like, they're important now, but Ayuk, like, you want to keep that Super Bowl window open. Like, he can help that.
I understand. I don't think it changes in 3 years.
I wouldn't have Kittle in my top five.
Yeah. Think of all those people you just named.
They're gonna lose a step, though, eventually. Like, they don't all just play like that.
No, I understand. But Trent, I just need Trent to quit because, like, I can't not have him in that top five.
Mm-hmm.
Truthfully, it might be the same with Fred Warner.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if Fred was in the top five and not Ayuk, but how much of, and this, here's another component, how much of, we have a version of this conversation pretty regularly, but how much of Brandon Ayuk's success is going to be tied to Brock Purdy?
Well, you know what happens with there. You can skip Purdy, and you know what they do in this situation. It's the right question, wrong person. How much of his success is going to be tied to Kyle Shanahan?
That's the question.
And I'm not saying you had a bad question, but you know that's how it's going to be, right?
Yeah.
It's not going to be, it's not like he's with Mahomes, right? And they give Purdy the respect to Mahomes or Lamar or Josh Allen or anything like that. They'll say how much of Ayuk's success can be tied to Kyle Shanahan.
So from the 49ers standpoint, you could ask the same question about Pretty Ricky. You could ask the same question about Juwan Jennings. You could ask the same question about receiver A that comes over from Pittsburgh or Amari Cooper or some other wide receiver they trade for. You can link them directly to Kyle Shanahan, which is it's the one thing from a 49ers perspective, because Kyle is such a wild card that gives me a little bit of pause with this whole thing, is, you know, Kyle is, you know, the offensive man that he is. You have Brock Purdy, who is still very much in the development stage. He's good, and I think he's really, really good. But he's still, like, he just played his first complete season. Right. Like, he just did that.
Right.
So to think, this is Brock Purdy, the quarterback. Well, that's not true. He can accelerate up into the Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, you know, penthouse of quarterbacks. He could get up there. He could fall back a little bit. We saw what happened with Jalen. Ooh, we'll get to it. But them Jalen Nick Sirianni reports.
I know who's right too.
Oh, just put that right here in my veins. Give me that. We'll deal with that later. But how much of, from a 49ers perspective, are you like, let's just tie someone else to Brock Purdy and Kyle Shanahan? And You're running backing the wide receiver position here. You're minimizing its importance, but at the same time, if your theory is accurate, and they just can't afford what he's asking for, like, not figuratively, but literally cannot afford to pay Brandon Ayuk, then you have to start thinking about tying not only Kyle Shanahan, but just as importantly, Brock, or more importantly, in my opinion, Brock Purdy to another wide receiver. And why wait to start that? Yeah. Do it now.
That's what I was going to ask right now. Like, if you can't pay Ayuk $28 million, then you can't pay him, move on or whatever. But say you can, and you're kind of just holding off. Like, do you need to do right by Brock Purdy in a sense by paying his number one guy? Like, that's his receiver right there.
I mean, yeah, it's one
and
of those things.
I think Brock's a good quarterback and all that, but does he lose a step maybe this season where stats aren't as good because Brandon Ayuk's not there?
The thing about it, though, and this is what I understand because this is of topic and everything else like that, we all knew this was going to happen. This is what people have been saying for 2 years. They can't keep everybody. And I know people were like, Ayuk is the one guy that you want to keep or whatever the case may be. But we already assumed Debo was going to be gone, and we know how we feel about, or I feel about Debo and how important he is. But we've already shipped him out after this year. Who else Are you? Who else are you willing to lose for Brandon Ayuk? Are you willing to lose Trent? Are you willing to lose Christian? Are you willing to lose Charvarius Ward?
See, but is that the case, though?
I don't know what Charvarius Ward's details. You're not losing either of the other two. And I part of me still feels like one of the hangups with Trent Williams is this situation with Brandon Ayuk. I'm worried
about the Trent Williams situation.
Hypothetically.
I'm worried about that.
I'm not there yet, but you're closer to this than I am. If Brandon Ayuk signs with the 49ers, I feel like a day or two later, the Trent Williams situation would be resolved. I feel like if Brandon Ayuk is traded and signs with Pittsburgh or whatever, the Trent Williams situation is resolved that day. Because I feel like they'll give Brandon Ayuk his moment. They'll have this other thing. And it's like, all right, here we go. He's back at practice. Oh, by the way, we guaranteed Trent's money for or did whatever we have to do to make sure he's happy.
Would you pay Ayuk the 28 if it meant you were just losing Deebo after next season?
If you were just losing Deebo?
Yeah, say like Kittle's not, like, whatever. Maybe you lose Kittle in 2 years, but that's not part of Ayuk. It's just Deebo is the casualty of paying Ayuk that 28.
I'd give him the 28. I'm thinking, because this is what I'm saying. Like, we all assume. Maybe this was just an assumption, but we did this same show a year ago, year and a half ago. Kittle, Deebo, and that actually is Eric, we're going to be gone in this new look 49ers. Like, that's what it was. So, like, I'm not looking at keeping Ayuk as either or. Like, we already assumed you was going to keep Ayuk and they were going to be gone. What I'm looking at is if you're giving him that money and now you're losing more, now you're losing – I'm thinking of a Charvarius Ward. Or, you know, I don't know what he looks like when he comes back, but if you got to move on from Dre Greenlaw or something like that, are you willing to do that? Like, we like, think a certain way because...
That doesn't feel realistic to me, though. Because when we had the conversation about not being able to keep everybody, they've already lost Armstead, right? I thought they'd probably lose Deebo. I don't know the details of Debo's contract, but I don't expect him to be a 49er for super long. Now we're up to two. Like, this all isn't about Brandon Ayuk's contract. If we're talking about losing Charvarius Ward or whoever, that can't all be because Brandon Ayuk's contract. It's the nature of the NFL salary structure or cap structure.
Yeah, but it's Brock Purdy. So, and, like, you can do that. You said there was a pretty wide gap between 26 and 30.
Feels like it.
Right? If you're saying, like, we can do this at 26, if the gap is that wide and it's that significant, what makes you think you could do it at 30? Like, you can keep, like, all those guys that we talked about were already gone, right? And they're already gone. It's not going to affect nobody else if he goes to 30?
No, I don't think he can.
Isn't the number 28 and a half, though? Like, because that's the real number now. Like, that's what we've seen from Jesse Anderson.
But I think there's a part of that, too. He was smart. All money ain't good money in the NFL. There's no need to go to New England, especially when you think you could get more from San Francisco or Pittsburgh.
But why would he? So why does he think he can get more from San Francisco then?
Put pressure on him. I mean, it's the same thing. They're in a win-now mode. You put pressure on them. Maybe this goes into the season and they don't look good at receiver. Brock doesn't look good, all this other stuff. If you still want to come to San Francisco, you still have that card to play where you just sit out and they look bad. Like, that's the game that you will be playing. Like, sit out and hope they look bad. This is the thing that happened. It's not in directly the same situation, but remember, you're old enough to remember. We're old enough to remember.
Yeah, don't do that.
I'm saying that. It sounded a certain way.
Tell us about this player, Dan.
I've about had it.
It sounded a certain way. That's why I said we're old enough to remember. Emmitt Smith holding out.
Yeah, that's almost like a one of one. Like, that's the one everyone goes to, and it was like 30 years ago.
But what happened though? They started three. And the legend has it.
I think it was 0-2.
The legend has it. Jimmy Johnson said, hey, go get him. That's what you hope for. You hope the 49ers look terrible.
Can anyone point to another scenario where that's happened?
Nobody's really held out like that, though.
It's like one time.
But nobody's really held out like
that. Le'Veon Bell did. And who'd that work for?
Not Le'Veon Bell.
It didn't work for anybody. Le'Veon Bell was out of the league.
Pittsburgh was over 500.
Yeah, Pittsburgh was fine. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. That's what,
like, and that takes us back to an earlier point. Is like Pittsburgh's not going to bid against themselves. The offer, the running offer across the board might be 28.5 for Brandon Ayuk because it's out there.
The way it was reported and all that too is like the Patriots are going to offer the most. Like I feel like it is between 26 and 28.5 or excess, whatever that means, 29 or whatever, because that's how Josina reported it. Just because like that's how it was reported. The Patriots were willing to offer him like the most and all that.
Cut Tariq, so that saves money.
Who?
They cut the little T.O.
Oh, so yeah.
That's
going to
save
that.
Them
I
some money.
That. Damn.
So there, pay Brandon Ayuk now. You should have kept him around just to put pressure. Hey, we got our.
We got the next T.O. over here.
We got a generational wide receiver right here.
If it's between 26 and 28, then everybody involved is ridiculous.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.